My guest at this time is retired U.S. Army Colonel Antonio Monaco, who is now the founder and president of Patriot Outreach. Patriot Outreach does a number of things, but one of its most successful ventures as of late is simply a CD entitled Coping Strategies, and it's gone viral for a number of soldiers who have been struggling with post-traumatic stress disorder. And the colonel is here now as we observe about 10 years since 9/11 and since the U.S. got involved in the war in Afghanistan and eventually Iraq. And so many different soldiers have been struggling with this over that time that this is a very valuable tool. And Colonel, it's great to have you with us.
Greg, it's great to be aboard.
There are so many different aspects to post-traumatic stress disorder. For years, there's obviously been this effort to let returning soldiers know that it's okay to admit that you're having these issues. It doesn't mean you're less macho. It doesn't mean that you're not tough. It just means that you've seen and experienced a lot of things, oftentimes long deployments with short shifts in between to rest up. And so this is pretty natural for a lot of folks. One of the responses has been medication, which has had a mixed record at best. Some suggest it's even contributed to the amount of suicides we've seen. What you've done through Patriot Outreach is simply put together about a 30-minute CD entitled Coping Strategies that seems to be doing better than most other strategies for confronting PTSD. Explain how you got this idea and why you think it works so well.
Well, it began several years ago when it was back in 2006. And at that time, it was anti-war, anti-Bush, anti-military. And a lot of our warriors were led astray into less than desirable sides. And one of my troops had some problems. He had unexplained headaches and stomach problems, and nobody could figure out what was wrong. And he leaned over saying that he remembers zipping up a warrior in a body bag and was constantly reliving the event over and over and over again, causing a lot of emotional stress. And so what we discovered is, not I personally discovered, but what was discovered through the research, that asking for help has somewhat of a stigma to it because it's part of the warrior ethos to begin with. And another way to look at it from a civilian analogy is that's like saying, let's play football, but don't hit anybody. And so Patriot Outreach came into being, putting coping strategies CD together so warriors can come to the site, get the information, and help bridge the gap between those who actually ask for help and the silent majority.
Is this something that essentially changes folks, changes their approach to certain issues that they're struggling with pretty instantaneously? Is this something that they kind of need to go over weekly or monthly or even daily? How do you recommend that they use this?
Well, if they go to our site, patriotoutreach.org, if you're a civilian, you can purchase one because we do not get government funding. And we don't want to charge our warriors. So it's kind of like, please help us if you're blessed. Because the key thing is prevention is the cure. But if you go to the site, we have a Southern Baptist who actually explains how the exercise works very nicely.
And from what else I've read in here, Colonel Monaco, it seems as though the way that the exercises are presented actually fits in very well with the attitude and the mindset that is instilled in our men and women in the military. Explain how that kind of works hand in glove.
It allows a person to be more aware. There was a series on the seven deadly sins, and one of the deadly sins was anger. And they interviewed a Marine first sergeant, and he says the worst thing to have on the battlefield is to be angry, because you become emotional and you react, you know, spontaneously without having the presence of mind of what's going on. He says you can be mad, but don't be angry, because the emotional content kind of takes you out of the fight. What happens is it gives you a lot more presence of mind, and it just gives you a tool that you can use in daily life to overcome daily stress. And it seems to have worked for hundreds of people.
What is your advice to soldiers who are still reluctant to seek help, and what is your advice to either soldiers or their family members who may not realize they need help in this area?
Have them check out our website. There's audio, there's visual, there's slideshows, there's reports, there's field manuals, and the exercise itself is on it. It allows a person to go to the side and become like a center of excellence. The Army has given me the latest DOD report on suicide and the latest Army report on suicide, and we post it on the site. And so you'd be quite amazed how much material and information is available and how many outreach centers and websites we provide to link people for anti-suicide and family support and financial supports. And it gives a ready tool. But the key thing is it's non-intrusive and it's confidential and private. You know, we have over 30,000 downloads already. And we have over 65,000 CDs in circulation.
Well, it's already doing great work. And again, the website to learn more or to get your own copy of this CD, Coping Strategies, is patriotoutreach.org. Its founder and president is retired U.S. Army Colonel Antonio Monaco. And Colonel, thank you very much for what you're doing and for being with us today.
Greg, you're a true patriot. I appreciate the chance to get the word out.
Thank you, sir. Again, patriotoutreach.org. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.